Action item number 10, report and possible discussion on Temple Belton Regional sewage system update.
This one's not working.
Away from the microphone.
All right, yeah, all of the information that we're going to talk about today is provided in your backup. This is not an action item, and as such, really what we wanted to do is catch you up on two critical pieces of information. The first one is we have finished the environmental site assessment work for the Temple Belton expansion, and we've not found anything at a human health concern level. So, importantly, that work can progress. We also have a development in the form of the property purchase by the city of Belton really has taken a little bit of a turn in that there are liens in place because this was a Superfund site from the EPA and from the TCEQ, and the city is finding it a challenge to try to negotiate with the state and federal agencies basically an acceptable agreement that would allow them to be able to move forward and get those liens removed so that the Temple Belton project can buy the property for the expansion. So in the event that they're not able to complete that in a timely fashion, what will end up happening is we'll have to design the expansion within the existing footprint of the facility. And that's not insignificant. So that was something that was difficult. We have been negotiating with KPA engineers for the engineering services part of the expansion. The cities have decided, since they paid off the debt in January, that they would like to take a more active role in that regard, and so the cities have taken the direct role in negotiating with KPA engineers, and it's believed that they will be the ones that go ahead and contract with KPA for the design work for the facility. And that really kind of throws a question out there as far as what our role is to be during the expansion. And we've been told by the cities that they expect us to sit down sometime in around June to be able to talk about our long-term prospects for the O&M for the facility. And the really big question is going to be to what extent they expect BRA to participate in overseeing the construction of the expansion of the Temple Belton wastewater facility. And we'll be able to tell a whole lot about what our role is going to be based on that.
That's something that we would be willing to do?
To do what?
Oversee the construction of that facility.
Only to the extent that that we financed and funded the expansion, then it would come into play where we would actually do that, and we would treat it like we would like to say the Williamson County Raw Water Line, where we would contract that out. You know, as far as the direct day-to-day supervision of the construction process.
I was worried about the liability.
Yeah, no.
I remember a pipeline that we
which is, you know, ironically, it's very close, very close by. So, no, we wouldn't be doing that ourselves internally. But, you know, if the cities choose to fund their own expansion, I really don't think there's a role for BRA to play in the construction per se other than to keep the plant operating within the confines of their permit through the expansion. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman, on that item.
Okay.